Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear, locations up and down the Front Range, and they can handle all your outdoor sporting goods needs. Let's go to the phones, and joining us from the Rifle Gap, Rifle area, is Matt Schuler and Katie Lennis. Good morning, guys, gals.
Morning, Terry. How are you doing?
Doing great. How's the weather over at the Rifle area today?
Oh, it's supposed to be sunny and about 95 degrees.
Yeah, you get a little warm there, but boy, it's a unique area. You have the mountains right there by you. You've got great topography. Unfortunately, this year, Matt, unlike the Front Range of Colorado, you guys have struggled a little bit with the water. What's happening over in the reservoirs there right now?
Yeah, so unfortunately, a lot of the lakes out in the western area are low. Ridgeway is pretty high right now. It's kind of the exception. But yeah, Rifle Gap, we're down about 30 feet, which is the lowest I've seen it for July. We have one boat dock left. We're going to be probably pulling that in a week or less. So, and then the ramp will be out of the water in a couple of weeks after that. So yeah, the water level's pretty low for July, but the fishing has been pretty good for July.
Why don't you tell people where the reservoirs are located and just describe them briefly?
Sure. So we manage Rifle Gap, which when it's full is about 365 acres, and then Harvey Gap, which is about 150 acres when it's full. We're located not too far from I-70, just north of the town of Rifle. So an I-70 mile marker 90 is the exit. So we're just about 5-6 miles north of Rifle. So that's where we're located. They're both warm water fisheries. We have there's walleye and bass and a couple different species of trout and crappie all in the reservoirs. And we have some catfish over at Harvey.
Yeah, and it's actually really good fishing for warm water species, both summer and winter. And I believe that, I mean, we've seen this, people just getting out in paddle craft lately. Even though your boat ramp's probably only going to make a couple more weeks, what a great time that would be, come over with kayaks and fish the lakes.
Yeah, Harvey Reservoir has a 20-horsepower limit, so paddle sports have, like everywhere, have really increased over the last couple of years, and we do see a lot of people that are fishing off of, if it's small and you can paddle it, they're on it fishing. So yeah, a lot of people are out there fishing that way now.
We're getting a lot of people introduced to fishing. Real quick, you got a new facility, but before we get there, do you have camping facilities there?
Yeah, we have about 90 sites at Rifle Gap, and then we also manage Rifle Falls, and we've got 20 sites up there. Harvey doesn't have any camping.
All right. Now, you have a new resource, and you've hired somebody to really help with it, and that's a new nature center in the town of Rifle. Tell us about that.
Sure. Yeah, it's called Rifle Gap Outdoors. We're in our second year. Our first year was a little bit slow to start just because of all of our COVID restrictions. But we partnered with the Middle Colorado River Watershed Council. We heard that they were opening a center at the Lions Pond area in Rifle, and we thought that this would be a good opportunity for us to kind of create a satellite location of Rifle Gap. Instead of just working exclusively out of the state parks, it was a way for us to get into the community and have a little more outreach with our community members. So we asked them if we could work in their building and provide environmental and recreation-based programming out of their building, and they're super excited about that partnership. So we've been working out of their building, and there's a small museum in that area, and there's the Middle Colorado River Watershed kind of focuses on the health of the watershed of the Colorado River. So we help them educate people with that as well. And our mission is just to kind of make the natural world and all its recreation opportunities a little more accessible to the people of the Grand Valley area, and with a goal of kind of creating some future stewardships and conservations of Colorado public lands. So we do that through a bunch of different types of programming, like fishing clinics, wilderness survival, tracking, birding, kayaking programs. We've done orienteering with the amount of people that are new to camping. We're doing camping programs and teaching people how to camp and how to leave no trace, things like that.
Katie, you're actually you're the person that does a lot of the teaching of these classes. Is that right?
Yes, I do all of them.
And when you get these classes, do you keep the classes? Are they limited to people in the area at the recreation center? Can people from around the state sign up and come by, say they're camping at Rifle Gap or they're staying in the area? Can they come to these classes?
Yeah, anyone can come to the classes. We have our posters up here for anyone who wants to come down and see us. And because we're right at the rifle rest area, we have a lot of people passing through just trying to stretch their legs. And I'll snag them and teach them about whatever they want to learn or just go look at ospreys or just learn anything related to the programs I was going to do that day. So it's everybody. And you don't even have to sign up unless it's a limited class. So if we're putting something together or building something and we have limited materials, you do have to sign up. But other than that, you can just arrive and I can accommodate almost any size of group.
So you'll take even just a couple people if they're in there, but you'll take maybe if somebody wants to bring a Cub Scout pack or something like that?
Yeah, I have after school class or after school camps I work with and clubs, scouts, anybody. I even go to the farmer's market every week. We're just doing a lot of outreach with everybody.
What are some of your favorite classes to teach there?
I haven't done it yet, but I'm really excited for an escape room we're going to put on next weekend. So it's going to be a lot of nature and Colorado clues to solve some puzzles and win prizes.
Sounds like a really great time. And, you know, at this time, we've got so many people have turned to the outdoors since COVID. And even though COVID seems to be getting better and people are getting, there's more youth sports again and they're going to movies again and they are traveling more. We're still seeing a huge interest in the outdoors. Has that been reflected in the nature center that you're seeing that interest from people?
Yeah, so even with our COVID restrictions and the lower numbers, we've done over 100 programs so far. Over 2,000 people have come to our programs. People are excited about it. If you put Colorado Parks and Wildlife's name on something, people are instantly, they have instant recognition and they're interested in what we're doing. So, yeah, a lot of people have been coming out to the program and expressing interest in it. So it's taken off pretty well.
Well, I know you do programs and teaching people how to be outdoors. You know, we have a lot of people that they're either new to the outdoors or they're getting back to it after years and having things like fishing clinics and camping. And then I think one of the things I'm sure you spend time on is teaching people the etiquette of the outdoors, too. That's so important, isn't it?
Yeah, with all the new people coming up to the mountains and camping for the first time, a lot of people just are kind of confused about how to do everything properly. So we're trying to really focus on leave no trace ethics. We're doing leave no trace programming, and with each program, we try to talk a little bit about leave no trace. So yeah, we're really trying to kind of develop some stewardships. That's one of our main goals.
All right. Well, we are out of time, but where if people want more information, is it on the website?
Oh, yeah. If you just Google Rifle Gap Outdoors, we have a Facebook. We're on Google Maps. We're all over the place. So you can find us pretty easily.
Sounds awesome. Great program, guys. Great. We love getting people outdoors. Thanks for joining us. And hopefully people will get over and take advantage of that great warm water fishing you have over there, too. Katie and Matt, thank you so much.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate you having us on.
You bet. That's over at Rifle Gap. Go over and take advantage. Just go on a trip, you know. You got a couple weeks to get a boat in, but even if you don't get a boat in right now, fishing from shore, there's tiger muskies, there's pike, there's bass, there's walleyes, there's perch there, plus there's trout at times. Beautiful area. You'll just enjoy the heck out of it. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.